is nothing short of horrifying. But as a country founded on colonization and genocide, we know that the kind of displacement and the kind of human rights violations that we are seeing right now rain down on Gaza are nothing new to the First Nations people of this land. And so we say from Gadigal to Gaza, may we follow the lead of our First Nations elders and recognize that this always was and always will be First Nations land. It is almost beyond belief that we are here on International Human Rights Day and that we saw the United Nations Security Council yesterday fail to pass a resolution that called for an immediate and permanent ceasefire. We saw the state of the United States of America raise their fucking filthy hand. And in raising their hand, they showed us that their care and humanity for human rights is nothing short of a disgrace. They showed us that they were willing to stand by and put their hand up on the side of the oppressors that are bombing in a genocidal attack right now the children, the men, the women, the people of Gaza. And yet we know that right here in Australia, instead of our country listening to the tens of thousands of people that are taking to the streets every weekend, instead of them listening to the trade unionists who are standing up for the justice for Palestine, instead of them listening to the artists who are standing up for justice in Palestine, instead of them listening to the mums for Palestine, instead of them listening to the Jews for Palestine, instead of them listening to the community that are there to represent them, they refused to call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire. Well, I say to you, Anthony Albanese, I say to you, Penny Wong, we will not forget. We will not forget. Because while we may not expect much from the conservative side of politics, we expect a damn sight more from you. And you have failed us. You have failed us on a massive genocidal scale. And for that, we will never forget. But let us not think for a second that these so-called world leaders are the ones that are going to solve this problem. Let us not ever think for a second that the so-called world leaders are going to lead us to peace, that they're going to lead us to respecting the rights of Palestinians or the rights of human rights defenders around the world. Because we know that integrated with their power is a desire to undermine people's human rights. Because when we join together and refuse to allow them to divide us, when we join together as people and take to the streets and demand justice for Palestine, when we see hundreds of thousands of people mobilizing across the world, waving their flags with pride for Palestine, we know that the people will endure and the so-called world leaders will end up in the International Criminal Court. But what does that mean for us right now in Sydney? And people say, well, why don't you stay in your own lane? They tell the school students who are striking for Palestine this week, the education minister says, stay in your own lane. Yeah. You know, they say, I have an endless barrage of people telling me what the hell am I doing as a state MP speaking out on Palestine. Stay in your own lane. Yeah. They're telling the artists at Sydney Theatre Company, stay in your own lane, just make the nice art to entertain us and then go away. Yeah. They're saying to the trade unionists, stay in your own lane and stop talking about the rights of workers in other countries. Stop caring about the rights of people in other countries. Yeah. And they're trying to position the progressive Jewish community in this country and in this state and tell them, stay in your own lane, don't stand with Palestine. Yeah. Well, can I say this? The day that the Premier of this state, Chris Minns, decided to light up the Opera House in blue and white, he made it very, very clear that he was not staying in his own lane. He made it very, very clear that he was taking a side. And our office has been doing some initial research, and we know that the boycott, divestment and sanction campaign has been targeting HP for a really, really long time. And on the basic research that we've done, we can see the New South Wales state government offers at least $9 million in contracts to HP. So I say to them, that is a lane that you should get the hell out of if you want us to all stay in our own lane. And I'll end on this. I'll end on this when it comes to the New South Wales government and us as the people of New South Wales staying in our own lane. The fact that they are using these oppressive anti-protest laws to try and criminalise and to charge and to make fear in people that want to come out and exercise their right to peaceful protest, to me is a demonstration of the fact that the New South Wales police are being used as a protection racket against the likes of Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong, so that we can't come out in our numbers to mobilise and protest. And we say that we are not going to listen to your intimidation. We are not going to fear you, because together the people are strong. And we are watching the horror rain down in Gaza. And if all we have right now is our ability to come together and say not in our name, if all we have is to come together and use our voices and our feet and our platforms to march and say stop this genocide, then that is all that we will continue to do until it is done. And it is of this country too. And so I urge you, when you go home today, take a minute to look up their number, ring them up, bombard their email addresses, bombard their phone addresses, go to their offices, speak to them, because until Australia calls for a permanent immediate ceasefire, we here have not done our job to pressure them enough. Yay! A massive shout out to the Palestinian Action Group, who have done an incredible, incredible job for organising these massive rallies. They are feeling the trauma and the pain of this, and our solidarity and respect goes to all of you. Thank you very much. I'm Jenny Leon from the Greens, and we need a fucking ceasefire now. From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
That was for all the trolls on my internet right now.
Thank you, Jenny. It's important that now more than ever, we continue to elevate the voices of Palestinians in Gaza and on the ground. And I want to read out a poem by martyred poet this week, Rifat Al-Arir. He says, if I must die, you must live to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, make it white with a long tail, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad who left in a blaze and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself, sees the kite, my kite you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale. Rifat was murdered this week by the Israeli occupation forces. His only weapon was a pen. Shame!
Shame!